Welcome to Ever Beyond, Beyond, on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Greetings, everybody, and welcome once again to Ever Beyond. We are tonight joined by one of my very favorite guests, a fount of wisdom, a researcher into pure, I mean, this is really pure knowledge. There's no judgment involved in it. It is all about the numbers and the figures, and there's no judgment about what's wrong with somebody or anything like that. It's all about frequency. So frequency being one of my favorite subjects in this entire holographic multiverse that we call home. I'd like to introduce once again Shari Edwards. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi. I love your music. I love this idea. I'm mostly Yontiverse.
Thank you.
Your music sounds so mysterious and seeking, and you did it all with sound.
Yeah, and it creates the vibration sphere, the vibrosphere around the show. So it's we're here to find things out, check out the mysteries, and see what's going on. So, all right, here we go. Yeah, of course, I forgot to have you lined in there, so your audience will be able to hear you now. So, Shari, how are you doing? What's news from Ohio?
There is that beyond conventional medicine, but I don't want to get too drugged down into the science of all of this. But just quick, we have found a way to provide insulin to people with frequency, working on that, doing well, found a relationship between cholesterol and frequency and strength and weight loss, found some numbers that are like key unlock numbers that, and a new way to look at diabetes that conventional medicine has never written about that I could find, but the numbers, the sounds, because everything is a frequency. A number could be a frequency, a sound, a look, a color, an emotion. So we break it all down to beginning, energy, and then building up from there and just using math that everybody knows, 1, 2, and so we use those very simple principles that everything has a frequency, and that's how everything got built, and we go from there trying to find out what it all means.
That's really nice. So you found cholesterol, and you found diabetes, and did I hear you right? I mean, you've broken up a little bit, but did you say weight loss?
Yes. We found a relationship between cholesterol, but cholesterol and strength, cholesterol and the use of sugars. So when you begin to look at the map, and when you look at how the body is insulin encourages the body to hold on to fat. So when you diabetic really is too much glucose, then they chew the glucose system, but at the same time they are encouraging the fat cells to make more fat cells. So we found another way to look at too much glucose in a mathematical pattern. It just happens like plans of whoever built the place to end up being a natural form of insulin, which is much more compatible with system. But we kind of pass the middle of what we really do here.
Okay, hang on. You're really broken up there, and I only got about half of that. Sherry, could you call me? We'll try and I'll try a different way of connecting. Because it's broken up. So could you call? I'm just going to hang up. Could you call me back, please? I'm sorry.
Sure will.
So while Sherry's calling me back, it won't take a few seconds. There we go. So. Okay, so we'll see how this is now. Sherry? Not good. Not good.
Maybe it's my headset.
Could you possibly take off your... I'm sorry, I'm just talking to my son. Could you take off the continuous communication part? Just let the text messaging go. Okay, we'll see if that's going to do any better. Joe's, he's got several streams running at the same time, so Sherry, do you want to give us go with that again, regarding the insulin and the key?
Well, when, issues, you either have low hypoglycemia, not enough energy in them, or you have hyperglycemia, called diabetes. So we found that we to get glucose in the system mathematically, and instead of just, okay, here's too much glucose, let's give it some insulin and make the glucose behave, we found a way to control glucose receptor with a natural frequency of insulin instead of this artificial stuff. You don't have this effect. Artificial body to hold on to fat because it thinks it's in a state of starvation. So it's all connected. And I don't know which comes first. We're looking for it. Whether the cholesterol is out of whack and that causes strength to go down and that causes the glucose to come up. But we're getting there. We're able to. To a great extent, the ability to produce natural insulin in the body with just frequency. But I said we sort of started in the middle of what we really do here at the Research Institute, because that's kind of a complicated concept.
So, do you want to? So that's the middle of what you do at the research. Do you want to? What happens at the beginning and the end then, Sherry?
When you were a young man going through puberty and your voice changed in response to hormones, so the voice is affected by something, the recurrent laryngeal nerve, and all of these frequencies go from the body to the brain through the parasympathetic nervous system. The voice is influenced. So here's the young man. His voice gets kind of squeaky sometimes, and that's in response to hormones. Well, we figured out what your voice is doing by way of its harmonics and looking at proteins and nutrients and genes and everything else. So we're able to make muscles weak or strong, depending on what you need. We're able to look at bacteria in the system. To help people talk again who's had strokes. There's a lot of information on our website on YouTube. It's just under my name, Sherry Edwards, Sharry. Probably hundreds of profiles. We've been working recently with Parkinson's and been able to reverse some of the Parkinson's symptoms and certainly the Parkinson's tremors. It's math as medicine, but when you really look at it, it's really energy. in the beginning was the Word. I guess you look at it in the Bible. But let's take that a step backwards. It's energy. Everything is energy. And we just figured out the frequency involved with energy. So we can look at your vocal print and tell, okay, you need choline, which is a B vitamin, or you need B. Just by the frequencies that are dominant or missing from your vocal print. And from there, we can look at what's happening at your cellular level, your genetic level. Do you know what string theory is? Modern string theory?
Something to do with quantum entanglements and blah, blah, blah. I'm not really clear on string theory. I've heard of some of these things. I mean, me, I'm a multiple verse kind of guy. And it's all like a hologram and, you know, within holograms and all that stuff.
Love that. Well, the voice is a holographic representation of all that you are, all the frequencies in your body. And when you look at modern string theory, it says everything is made of these infinitesimal little strings. And they readily know what makes the strings behave. We found out what makes the strings behave. It's math, and it's the math of the resonant frequencies of harmonics, of scales, of music, of what scale of music fits together. There's A's that are 440 and 442 and A's that are 436, and every society has music and harmonics. Well, we just found a way to tap into that and make your body make a retina retach or make a joint restructure or reconstitute a muscle. We just found the frequencies, the energy that makes all of that happen. It's my premise that in the beginning there was only energy. And to me, that's God. Because that energy began to build. And if you take the frequency of water plus the frequency of nitrogen, it equals the frequency of oxygen. And oxygen plus hydrogen equals water. So here are these beginning base frequencies of our DNA. And our DNA is only four notes, A, B, C, D. And by using those notes in different combinations and in the combinations they create, music got created. But I think before that, we got created. The universe got created. But we don't know how to explain it, control it. We are a small part, a small microcosm in that universe. And so we're out here trying to understand ourselves when we really don't understand how all of it began in the first place. So think about a definition of God, that it's all sentientness, all consciousness in one pot. And all of that has to match and be harmonic, much like a math problem, or there's dissension. And I think somewhere we forgot how to fit. We begin to look at other people for what we ought to be doing. And they don't know any more than we do. Actually, they know less. So one of the things that we're working on here at the center, not only to be able to see what diseases are caused by which lack of frequency, like this big movie that's out about resonance, and how we are poisoning ourselves with all this electricity and radios.
The electrosmog problem.
Yes, and computers. And how it's a continuous bombardment of our own frequencies, and we're becoming ill from it. Well, we've just found a way to help put you back in order. And looking at the world as energy. And the basis of energy is really frequency. So frequency is dot, dot, dot. And we can start with frequency is God. if you want to look at my definition, that it's all sentientness in one pot. You know, I think rocks are sentient. They're just very slow. And turtles, trees, and everything here has a base of sentientness. If not, how could you pick up a necklace and know about it and know its history and feel its energy?
Yeah.
It has to hold that energy somehow.
That's right. So there's a word for it. There's a word for the philosophy that you believe everything is alive. It's a long word. It's called hylozoism.
Spell it for me. I didn't know that. H-Y-L-O?
H-Y-L-O, which means everything. Zo, as in zoo, as in animals, or alive, or sentient beings. So that's hylozoism, or hylozoistic attitude.
New word.
Yeah, good word, eh?
So I'll post
that in the chat room. That's part of the esoteric philosophy as well. I mean, virtually what you've just laid out is the same philosophy as I'm talking about all the time on the seven rays, and the seven rays correspond to the seven notes. Now, here's an interesting thing, Shari. halfway through what you were talking about 432 hertz, which is a subject very close to my heart. And in fact, all of the jingles on Wolf Spirit Radio are set at 432 rather than 440. Obviously, the music that we play, I can't quite get it exactly. So I just play the regular Beatles tunes and things like that as they do. But all the jingles and announcements and things like that have a 432 backing, and they do seem a lot more calm and a lot more relaxed, a lot more natural. But when I used, do you remember I showed you, I wrote a program many years ago, just after I met you in the first time in the mid-90s, that did calculations and created octaves according to any particular note that you put into it. And the first thing I did, when I discovered about 432, I put it into my software. And I discovered that it all boils down to, or breaks down to, functions of G being 12, which is the frequency of carbon. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that being carbon-based life forms, we would naturally resonate with the harmonics of carbon, which is why 432 works for us. Is that right?
It's also in, there's a book called The Cosmic Octave. Uh-huh. And he says the rotation of the Earth rotates around that G, and the note of 24 in the Pythagorean scale.
Interesting.
Calls it an F sharp. So there's so many different scales about what's going on. The Pythagorean scale is based on add and subtract, mm-hmm. and it's based on all of the movements of the planets being absolutely equal around the sun. But then you look at Kepler's work, and that's where we begin the even-tempered scale, because the planets are actually elliptical. So I see it as the basic structure of us as humans, as the Pythagorean scale, everything equal and balanced, but the biochemistry that constantly evolves based on that Kepler scale. So in our work, we use both. A little explanation. When you look at the Pythagorean scale and look at the note of 16, that's the note of C. Mm-hmm. And then you look at F sharp, and that's the note of 24, or the note of G, a pure number. Mathematically, that relationship is 666, and that's what the Catholic Church tried to breed out of us. But you look at that in Pythagorean scale, and you're looking at a C and an F sharp, six notes away. But if you look at it in a even-tempered scale, G is actually the note of 24 instead of F-sharp. So it's based on not add and subtract, like the Pythagorean scales, but it's based on very odd Yeah, and it's very odd. It's like 1 9/8, 5 4s, 4 3rds, 3 2s, 5 3s, and 15 8s. Mm. I mean, that's just really weird math. But that's what our even tempered, that doesn't sound like it would go together well, I don't think. But that seems to be what our body likes as its biochemistry, but not necessarily a broken bone or the structure. But you know that 666 is what the church tried to outlaw because they didn't want us to use that kind of musical relationships because it allows you to heal yourself with sound. So it really doesn't matter what you call the note. It's actually the frequency of the note that's making the difference, whether it's 440 or 442 or you can call it whatever you want as long as you keep the distances very equal.
Mm.
That's probably more than people want to hear.
Oh, well, no, actually, there's quite a few of us in here who like the tech. we like those details. Certainly I'm looking down the list here, and there's at least two or three people who heal with crystals.
Crystals talk, you know.
Yeah, I talk to them. Much to my girlfriend's chagrin.
At certain times of the day, crystals will give off frequencies. You have to figure out what time of the day it's going to happen. But if you'll set a Korg beside them, there are certain times where that Korg monitor, which monitors sounds coming off things, will begin to activate. And you can actually talk to your crystals and talk to your plants just by asking yes or no questions. But you've got to find the time of day that they talk.
I wonder if that's connected with the sidereal time.
I would think it is.
This is a data point I got from David Wilcock. And he was saying that there was a guy, he did research into psychic events. And he would determine the success at different times of day. And it was very bizarre to him. You know, it seemed to be like almost a random time, but it seemed to have a kind of pattern to it. Until he realized that it wasn't the clock time, the regular Earth rotation time. It was actually the sidereal time, which is rather than from using the sun as a benchmark, from using a fixed star as a benchmark. And then he discovered that it was exactly when the galactic center was directly above you, that it was the time of day, and that's the sidereal time of 1:30 in the afternoon.
You know, that makes so much sense because we find people shift right around 2 o'clock. If they like this sound before 2, they'll like an opposite sound 6 notes away after. It's sort of a brain shift. That's really interesting to know. You know, John Thie, did a clock in Touch for Health that shows which organs are awakened at 2 o'clock. When we take a break or something, I'll try to find that.
All right. Well, we know that the Chinese have got stuff like this. There's certainly schools of thought that say, you know, the evening time is the time when your body's doing this, and the, you know, so it's just like a kind of further refinement of that that early knowledge. Brilliant. John Thie.
Thie.
All right.
Touch for Health.
Uh-huh.
In the back of his book, he talks about which muscle can activate which organ, like which can activate your core center or your thymus. Or if we look at this 2 o'clock, I bet we can see which organ is going on.
All right.
Let's use 12:16 today, and let's see what frequencies are activated. We call this just bioacoustically speaking because there are frequencies coming to the earth all the time. And when we can't find what is going on with someone, what makes sense, then we will look at these frequencies coming, bombarding the earth. You can hear me typing here. And right now it's serine. And serine is an amino acid that helps make bile salts. And also histidine. So allergies could be a little more prevalent. A lithium is being activated right now. Vastus intermedius. So if you've got problems with your knees, they might be a little more active, depending on your brain dominance. And really, it's not you. It's not from the inside out. It's the sounds from the outside in that are causing the problem. Just as there is this human resonance because of the atmosphere, ionosphere, turning one direction, the earth turning another and setting up a frequency, so you have those same kind of frequency sets in each of the cells of your body. And when it doesn't match the earth frequencies, and the Schumann resonance is an A-sharp, when it doesn't match, I think that's when people get sick.
I think you might be right, because discord is dis-ease, and dis-ease is disease. And and you bring up so many data points. The other thing that, as you said many shows ago, is that you discovered at some point that each day has its own frequency. Did you actually map that out during a year, or did you have any? Has anyone done more research on that? Because there's other correlations to this, what I'll go into in a minute.
We mapped it out, but then we found out that NASA and Motorola was also mapping it out. It all came out in a movie with where the lady fell through the time warp. I don't even remember what movie that was.
Contact.
Yes. So we started looking at some of the things that they were talking about, and we didn't know somebody else was mapping it. We could just see it in people's vocal prints, that here's D-sharp that becomes active in end of June and 1st of July, and here's the next one that becomes active. So it brought in all this idea of astrology and what the ancients knew, and good grief, what we forgot. You know, think somewhere along the way when lying became a way to move ahead of everybody else, we forgot how to tell what was going on. Somebody could say, I didn't do that. And because their words said that, but we somehow knew that wasn't right, but we didn't have a way to prove it, we became lost in our ability of discernment. But tell me about the rays and how that fits in.
Well, it was actually, it's not necessarily the rays. It's a book. Now, let me remember the name. Dane Rudyard is the name of the author. And the book is called An Astrological Mandala. And basically, he and a group of meditators meditated on each day and came up with a series of archetypes and key words for each of the days. Every single day in the year is mapped out in this book. And each day has its quality, and as we know, each frequency. Well, this is, and this is where, you know, this is where your work and my work kind of cross over, is that each frequency is a feeling and an archetype. For instance, somebody born on the 3rd of June, for instance, will project the archetype of that day, of that day's frequency, that, you know, whatever it might be. So astrology really is essentially mapping these frequencies that are coming out, but they've been given archetypes, so that it makes it people, because people don't remember numbers so much. Depends if you've got a fifth-ray personality or not, but most people don't remember numbers. They don't remember serial codes and things like that. Some people do, but it's kind of often easier to do it with pictures and symbols and things like that. And so this book is full of them, and it basically describes the quality of each day. and
is your birthday June 3rd?
No, that was just a random day. My birthday's March 18th, which is the cosmic gap you've been speaking about sometimes.
March 18th. Let me see what your number is. And this is a progress chart for today.
Uh-huh.
And this says hip and infraspinatus, shoulder. But that's just for you.
All right.
And something called, it's a piece of your cholesterol, malvinyl-CoA, which is part of the cholesterol cascade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for you today.
So does that mean I shouldn't have eaten that pizza earlier?
I don't know. How does pizza set with you?
Do you remember that show? You did a show with me once, right? And without knowing, you know, I had eaten a Chicago Town pizza. You know, advertise them. Chicago Town pizzas. And it must have been about 4 hours early, so it was really kind of coursing around my body. And as I introduced the show, you measured my voice, and then you reeled up all this stuff that I was thinking, yeah, that's what the pizza's full of. You know, it's got all tartrazines and all these colors and all these things, and you were just reeling them off. Don't buy Chicago Town pizzas, they're just poison.
Did I really say that?
Yeah, well, no, you didn't say that. I said that because basically you didn't know that I'd eaten this thing. Off cold with the show and the way you do these things. You know, you measure everybody's voice who you speak to. So it was such a laugh to me because I know that was a really horrible thing to have done, to have eaten that pizza. And so anyway, tonight you may find other stuff, but I had a Dr. Oetker's pizza tonight. With my son, because he loves pizza. So we had lots of sausage and pepperoni and all that stuff. So I've probably got a few E-numbers in there as well.
Well, I wasn't looking, but I can tell you that your March 18th is a note of B by ancient astrology.
Yes.
And it deals with nerve generations.
Hmm.
So I don't know if you have that in your system or whatever. As we're talking, I am moving around and trying to find this John T. chart. I'm really curious now as to what happens to what organ at 2 o'clock. I'll see if I can find it in my own stuff here. And I'm not, but I love this idea that each of us has a sound because it just verifies that each of us has a place in how all of this fits in, because all of this frequency has to fit in some kind of perfect sphere or ball or square or triangle or whatever, and it makes it so we each have our own part of that. And I like that idea, but I don't like it completely, because I don't want to think that we're dictated to when you're going to be this or you're going to be that. I like to think that I have some freedom somewhere.
Yeah, it's like we can have a tendency towards a particular kind of beingness, but that doesn't necessarily mean that our life choices and our life circumstances allow us to express that particularly during our lifetime. But really, that's really where my work comes in. By finding people's rays, by finding understanding where they're at, and also knowing how certain rays evolve into certain other energies, you can describe the path of somebody's evolution quite neatly.
Well, when I look at a note of somebody that's a bee, a mm-hmm. Pisces, I think of them as somebody who loves harmony. It's a loving energy of humanity. They usually are servers of the public and of people, and they love the idea of just everything's okay and harmonic, and will really step back and hurt themselves so that harmony can take place around them.
Yeah, so that's that old self-sacrifice thing. Yeah,
is that you?
Well, you know, I do. You know, I will sort of carry tension inside me, rather than. Sometimes I don't challenge people. You know, I often admire people who just ride in there and say, you know, call people up on their stuff. I have a tendency to allow things to play their way out, which means that I have to hold my judgment back and all my other energies inside that, so that I can give the thing space to play out whatever energy needs to be played out.
Don't you get left out when that happens?
Sometimes it's, yeah. Yeah, well, I do, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. You know, there you go. But it's fascinating the relationship between these numbers and... Okay, all right, so the next thought that's coming to me. Now, I have been researching this thing called the galactic wave. Some people call it the zero point, some people call it the crossing, some people call it the photon belt, some people call it the ribbon, some people call it the filament, some people call it something else. It's a ripple that extends out from the galactic core, and like you're saying, you know, to me, God is the galaxy. You know, our local God is the sun. And the god of that god is whatever the sun is rotating around, which I believe takes 26,000 years. We're going to a bit of cosmology in a minute, because there's more about the spirals. But there's a wave that has been traveling from the center of the galaxy outwards. It's a regular pulse, and it happens every 26 million years or something like that. And it's a wave of evolutionary energy. It's like fresh spirit coming from God itself, the center of the galaxy. But because we're edge on, right on the rim of this galaxy, it just looks like a line to us, or a filament, or a ribbon. And the NASA spoke about it about 10 years ago and then stopped saying anything. And it's due to arrive Saturday. Now... I have personally been feeling...
Next Saturday?
This Saturday coming, yeah, 22nd.
How does this align with all the Mayan stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
To me, this is the idea. Anyway, I'm not sure. I mean, there's so many things about what's going to happen next week, but I find that this is the most... how do I put this? This is the most likely explanation for what this is all about. Because we're talking about cycles. So I'm gonna wind back a bit and talk about the solar system and the work of Dr. Bhatt. His name is Bhatt, and I found him referenced on Cliff High's site, Half Past Human. I don't know if you've heard about Nassim Haramein. Have you heard of him?
I don't think so.
He's a Canadian physicist, brilliant guy. And he's talking all about geometrical models, and we're talking about geometrical models of the atom and things like that. But one of these things he's talking about is this precession. He's not talking about the precession, but he's talking that. All right, get this. All right, we're traveling around the sun, but the sun itself is moving through space. And presumably that it is also traveling around a central object, but it's not going, we can't see it going around anything. Things don't, so it also turns out that the sun moving through space is dragging all the solar system along with it in its wake. We are more like the tail of a comet rather than a flat disk moving through space. So that makes that gives another layer of complexity to the elliptical orbit. It's actually an elliptical spiral orbit. You know, if you can do your non-Euclidean mathematics on that, we can figure out where we're at. But I believe that the precession of the equinoxes is the fact that our solar system is shifting its position ever so slightly, and rotating and orbiting something, a cycle of 26,000 years. And that change in the angle as we're moving around there, you know, the Earth is shifted at 23 degrees. That's because of that's where we are in the comet's tail. It's that we're always going to point towards the sun at that weird angle, because that's where we are in the spiral coma that is traveling behind the sun. Does that make sense? Has that blown your mind?
But at some place, from some angle, from some perspective, aren't we straight up and down?
What's up and down?
Yeah, from some perspective.
Yeah.
Why are we always 23 degrees?
Well, you know, because the universe is like two magnetic fields, north and south, and where they meet, that's the flat disk of the galaxy. And so we're always in that kind of neutral zone. And I think we rotate around that neutral zone, it appears, whatever we're rotating around. And we're going to cross. There's Sharice, who's gone offline. I've gone offline. I don't know what's going on here. I hate it when I go offline. Because then everything crashes and I have to reboot. Okay, so can you say that again? Because I've just now reconnected the stream. People should be hearing us once again.
How does it all fit?
Mm-hmm.
I said I feel so befuddled and so overloaded with information at the moment. How does all of this fit? Mm. How does the rotation of the Earth fit into what's going to happen on Saturday? How does it fit into astrology? How does it fit into the rays that you study?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Well, first, let's talk about the interestingness of the spirals of the octave. Because when you're talking about octaves of frequency, like if I were to play a scale of notes on my guitar, the scale of the wavelength of the note at the bottom of the scale and note at the top of the scale has a direct mathematical geometrical relationship of a half, isn't it?
Yes, I ask people not to see it's flat.
Yeah, but it's not a spiral; it's a helix. You know, it's also moving itself, and that seems to be the nature of the universe as well. I mean, the E equals MC squared. Oh, dear, what's happening again? We got cut off once more. Joe?
I'm not doing anything.
I'm disconnected here. God, what's he doing? I wish he would stop doing that. Right, Shari. Sorry, we've just reconnected with the audience. So, can we go back from the spiral?
The piano. Okay. Yeah. As we're talking, if we could ask people to see octaves, not like flat on a piano as you go from low to high, but really octaves are in a spiral. Higher and higher, and if you had a pole and you pushed it down through the spiral so that every C in every spiral was hit and ran through with this pole, you could begin to see how those octaves progress. And there's tiny, tiny octaves just from 1 to 2 cycles per second. And there's 2 to 4 cycles per second.
Yes.
And there's 4 to 8. And all of this doubling. And I was using the note of E as an example. If 20 cycles per second is right on the edge of D sharp and E in the even tempered scale, so you could go 20 to 40. That's the next octave up. And then 80, next octave up. But you could also go lower from 20. You could go to 10 and 5 and 2.5. So each of these octaves, not all of them we can hear. We can't hear at 10. We could hear at 20. But there are octaves of sound that are not perceived by humans, but are perceived by animals and insects. And as the universe evolves in this spiral, it evolves as larger and larger increments of frequency and octaves. That's all I was asking them to imagine as we ask these questions of how this tilt of the earth in your 26,000 years and rays and astrology. And my question to you was, how does this all fit together?
Well, well, certainly, you know, what's interesting is how does the 7 fit into the spiral? Right, and so that's the first question, and when we look at colors, we see how the primary colors are arranged. They come in these like three positions, which are harmonic with each other, and they have a correspondence with the astrological trine. You know, the relationship of 1/3 of a triangle of 120 degrees. That's a benevolent aspect. Just as we're speaking, I just experienced what I call a wave. the last time I experienced it was about 2 weeks ago, and just now I was sitting down. But 2 weeks ago I was standing up and it knocked me sideways. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm getting old and I've got a brain tumor or something, but I don't know if anybody else in the chat room felt that exactly. 1542 in PST. So if anybody else had an odd sensation, it really felt like I was it was slightly nauseous feeling. The first time it happened was very nauseous, my personal feeling is that it's connected with this wave that I've been talking about, and as this wave comes closer, we're getting bow shock waves. We're getting the wave kind of projecting itself backwards in time, and like the when a big wave comes, the sea goes down first. So that was the sense that I got. You were talking. I don't know if you noticed anything weird within yourself.
I'm noticing a need for answers, like what is going to happen on the 22nd, and are these front waves? Is this going to be like a frequency tsunami of some kind?
I think so. Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. Is that what you've been getting? I mean, what you understand from you know? Sorry, Shari, to cut you off. But what I'm wondering is if in your recent readings of people, and, you know, I know you keep meticulous records, that there are any patterns showing up where this energy becomes more or less intense.
There is, and there's a number, a B and a D sharp coming up in pairs, and all of it deals with oxygenating us at a cellular level. Oh. One's a D sharp and one's a B.
How interesting. My stepdaughter's just been having panic attacks, and I think it's due to lack of oxygen. You know, because you get short of breath and all of that stuff. I'm not entirely sure. She's getting arrhythmia and panic attacks. Only just started recently.
I think somebody much smarter than us, at least me, is pulling strings here, because as we begin to look at what is bombarding the earth, GMO foods are right along with that frequency. And are stripping those frequencies out of the system. We look at these radio towers, and they're stripping those two frequencies. Would you be surprised if some extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional race came in and said, we are just preparing to strip you of your energy body. Here we are, and we've already prepared this, snap their fingers and wear smoke.
Wow. So the next question that begs is, got any tunes? should we listen to stuff with lots of, what did you say, B and D sharp?
Well, the shade of B is catalase. And catalase is that juicy stuff in apples that cleanses us.
Yeah.
And the other is potassium that keeps the heart regular. You know, there is a set of frequencies that will put the heart back into rhythm. And it was used when the cosmonaut had an irregular heart. So if you have a way to create the frequencies, I'll give that pattern to you for your stepdaughter.
Oh, that's superb. Thank you.
Because what's coming through to the universe at this point is a C sharp and G. So it's digestive issues that are going on and the use of minerals. And you and I had a little discussion right before the show. I was having some digestive upset, but I hadn't looked at what the frequency was for today.
Wow.
And people who are having this, likely it isn't them, but it's something coming toward them as a frequency of the planet. There's too much of this that's either being manipulative or managed by some pretty high up freaky people, or this is just the energy patterns of the multiverse realigning themselves. And we are out of alignment with that because we have allowed people to manipulate us and take away our foundation of what we believe and who we are. We don't have a lot to fall back on, so we sort of move with the oughts and shoulds, and it's not a good place for humans to be, in my opinion. But again, this is only my opinion.
I personally agree with you. One of the things that I've been researching is you know what muscle testing is, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, muscle checking, where you know. I've been building some organite devices, and a Chinese lady who I've been working with this summer was selling this organite that I'd made for her. She had a little shop in the high street, and she would show people how this organite would work. She would give them a piece of paper to hold in their hand, and she'd say, put your thumb and your pinky together. And then show them how easy it was for her to pull those two fingers apart. And then she would give them a piece of organite to hold in the other hand. These two fingers were like glued to each other. She couldn't get them apart. And from that I deduced, aha, qi, which is orgon, what comes out of organite is qi. Qi gives you strength, right? That's obvious. That's what all the martial arts guys are all talking about. But then also, this is the same thing as I use in muscle checking, you know? So I tune in with something, and if it's true, then my fingers are strong with each other, and they're glued together. And if it's not true, my fingers are not strong, and my fingers come apart. By adding those two data points together, I got to the point where it says, the truth will make you strong.
Yes.
And then I thought, so if we've been lied to left, right, center, up and down and all around us, we don't have a foundation of truth, do we? And that's exactly what you just said.
I love that idea.
Isn't that cool?
It is, and the movie The Secret says by using our mind and our energy and our own balance, we can have exactly what we want, but it doesn't let us know what we want, because a lot of times that's an illusion, you know, maybe your neighbor's wife. I'm interested in what color is organite?
Actually, you can use, well, it's any color you like, as long as it's green. No. The first batch I had, it's made with resin, which you make fiberglass things from. And there are various grades, and there's a kind of, sort of, it's a horrible green. It's not a very nice green. It's a sort of, I don't know what sort of green it is. I'm not very good with greens, being colorblind. But it's a kind of yucky green that this stuff is made from. So my first batch, it had this kind of yucky green color. But then I got some clear resin, and I got some dyes. And so now I have nice purpley, iridescent purple ones. So organite can be any color, and you can use anything to form it. So it can be any shape.
Go ahead. One of the things we've been looking at with cholesterol is a biochemical called myostatin. And it's nearly the same frequency as cholesterol, but the more this myostatin you have, the less strong you are.
Oh, wow.
So the myostatin is a G, almost a pure Pythagorean G. But I would be interested in, do you put some energy in this organite that you build?
Well, really, to have the happy, cheerful intent is, you know, when I'm making this stuff, the crystals that I'm using all seem very happy to volunteer to be smashed to pieces and then embedded in a resin matrix with metal. That's what organite is. It's a resin matrix. You have flakes of metal and pieces of crystal, or whole crystals. And the shrinkage, when the resin sets, it shrinks slightly, and that causes the crystals all to vibrate through piezoelectricity.
Does it relate to any particular chakra? Does it have a vibration you've measured?
No, but you can. Basically, what I do is I have different gems that go in it. The ones my favorite are amethyst and turquoise. So I'll use turquoise and I'll use lavender. Not lavender. I'll use.
That's a G.
Turquoise is a G. Yeah. So we're going down to this idea that G is good for you.
Well, according to the cosmic octave, it's the frequency of the earth. I can't remember his name, the guy who wrote the cosmic octave, the little book, white and magenta kind of colored, but he talks about how the electricity, especially the 60 cycle, no, the 50 cycle electricity, really messes with people's chi and their energy. Now, I really have a hard time being in the city. I just feel like it sucks my energy. Have you run experiments with this organite to see if you carry it on your body? Do you maintain the strength? Does it wear off? How can people get this?
Well, I mean, one of the things that is entirely possible is you can make it for yourself. You know, it's the using resin it's the same stuff that goes into car filler body paste. You know, when you get a dent in your car and you want to fill it up, that grey stuff that you mix two pieces together and it makes a kind of paste, and then you scrape it in, and it's the same basis of stuff, but it's the clear resin behind it. And then all you need to do, well, it's simple enough. There's plenty of instruction on YouTube. Anybody who's interested, get in touch with me through everbeyond.info. There's a contact page. I've made it, and I can sell it to people in Britain. I can send it. I've got a few pieces. I have a friend, Donna Cosmic Mind. She's in the States, in North Carolina. So anybody who wants beautiful, I mean, Donna's stuff is absolutely top of the line. She uses gold flakes to act as a capacitor. essentially. It's like the top level conductor for making capacitors is gold. That's what they used in the Ark of the Covenant.
Do you match this with the array, or is
no,
it
no,
personally matched?
Well, there is a device that I match to people's energy, and that's like a hand-wrapped crystal pendant that I make. The organite is, in general, very generic. You can put it around, you can leave it around houses, around different... You can leave them around cell towers, and that neutralizes the negative. And it's kind of basically... It's like a kind of purifying fountain of energy. It draws in energy wherever it comes from. It's a passive device, so it doesn't need batteries. But whenever there's energy around, it will draw it in and then repurify it on a continual basis.
When you were talking about resin, I thought you were talking about like tree sap resin.
It's the acrylic resin. It's an organic compound, yeah.
Okay. While we were talking, I looked up the Cosmic Octave.
Yes.
And it's by COUSTO, The Origins of Harmony, Planets, Tones, and Color, The Power of Inherent Vibration. Doesn't that sound awesome?
Beautiful. Yes, there we go. The Cosmic Octave by Hans Cousteau. Yes. Any relationship to Jacques Cousteau? I don't know.
I think it might be spelled
Swiss,
different.
Yeah, it's a Swiss mathematician and musicologist. Yeah, interesting. So I'm looking here at the various frequencies here. He's got the Earth day at 194.18 hertz. The Earth year is at 1.136. So it seems he's normalized them to acoustic frequencies here. Like he's, you know, taken the G of the Earth day and multiplied up. Let me just check it against my program. So he's got...
What's the frequency?
So the Earth...
19.
Yeah, here we go. 194.18, which is G minus 17 mm-hmm. cents. So, that comes in at Scorpio, 10 degrees of Scorpio.
Hold on, I'll look and see what it relates to. If I can get my computer to cooperate here.
And that corresponds with a C at 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, just about, more or less, kind of thing.
It's the heart muscle, if that, and magnesium. So if people are having heart issues right now, it might be that there's an earth issue.
Well, that's
I'd
very
have
likely,
to sneeze.
Oh. Bless your heart. That's very relevant at the moment. The heart. The earth seems to be pulsing away, and it does seem to be now, that's it. There was a film of a volcano. Filmed over a period of day and speeded up, and the volcano was breathing in and out. It was really cool.
I had to sneeze, sorry.
Bless you.
Do you think that most of the people who listen to your show are seekers and self-responsible people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think anybody else would A, be interested, or B, be able to listen otherwise. Because, you know, they just think, what's this guy going on about, you know, notes and
with all this different stuff.
Yeah.
So I think these frequencies that are coming to the Earth really do influence us, but we have learned, like the tides, just take it in stride of whatever is going on. And you said your stepdaughter's having trouble with regulating her heart, and there it is. It's, there's a in sync with the movements of the planets, with the movements of the Earth, and it makes that frequency very dominant. So it would make sensitive people more susceptible to what those frequencies represent.
Mm.
It says here that drinking milk, or the protein of milk, can make it worse. So you might check that out with
really?
Her.
Really? That's very interesting. Also because my housemate, who's her father, has also just come off milk and dairy and stuff, apart from the pizza that we had tonight. Those terrible pizzas. Why is it I always hit pizza when I speak to you? Maybe you need some challenges. Maybe there you go. Get some of that pizza vibration and have to deal with it. But that's very interesting. So I can suggest to her that she could, try cutting down on the dairy products and the milk.
Mm-hmm. Might help.
Yeah. And what about magnesium? Yeah. Eating more chocolate.
That's also part of it. So dark chocolate has the better magnesium in it because the light chocolate has more milk in it.
Yes. So we want actually the raw chocolate. This is something I've been getting into recently, is raw chocolate. And that's just, you take coconut oil, the solid stuff, and some honey, and organic cocoa powder, and making chocolate directly in your own molds. Oh, so exciting and so gorgeous.
Have you put that recipe up? Because I'm certainly going to grab it.
Yeah, it's very easy, I'll say it again. It's organic coconut oil, coconut oil, honey, and organic cocoa powder. And you can,
Is it bitter?
It's as bitter as you add, as much as you add,
the honey.
The honey, yeah. So you can, you can make your own chocolate. And what we did, we put a tiny drop of rose oil into one batch and a tiny drop of peppermint oil into the other. Because, I work for an essential oil company, so I've got lots of essential oils. And the peppermint was, it's superb stuff. And the rose is just heavenly. It's really nice. I put the rose one in little heart-shaped molds as well. So,
I'm trying to look and see if we have a frequency for cocoa.
Oh. Well, what I found is that, there was a thing about if you're craving chocolate, it means you're craving magnesium. So what that causes magnesium to leach from your body? Why is it, why do I get the craving? Because, what is causing magnesium to go away from me?
Stress is a big one.
Uh-huh.
What I'm finding about chocolate is it's full of something called phenylethylamine, phenylethylamine. Boy, and that's very close to your birth note. Maybe that's why you're playing with the cocoa.
All right.
I don't think we have the cocoa. Now, what did you just ask me that I wanted to look up? Do I have a frequency for what?
What I was saying is magnesium. Does magnesium get leached you were talking about, talking stress, does it? What is it that causes our magnesium to drop away?
Well, things dealing with vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have magnesium's sisters, then it doesn't get used very well. So if we look at magnesium, it needs calcium, and a lot of people's calcium is very stressed. Iron, B vitamins, and E needs potassium. Women around their periods will crave magnesium because it helps the body not cause so much inflammation.
Mm.
And that's the cramping and that kind of thing. Some magnesium.
Cramping.
So, you need zinc, you need calcium, and vitamin D particularly. And, there's a lot of things out there about vitamin D. But we can look at anybody's print and run it against magnesium and tell what's going on. But it's very general stuff here.
Excellent. That's very
about magnesium. Magnesium and cholesterol is very related. Magnesium and germanium, which oxygenates the body. Magnesium and iron is related. all mathematically, magnesium and niacin is related. So we look at the numbers and how the octaves of notes fit together, and we've been able to correlate that with compounds, and so we can see what all happens here with this. But people can look and see if their magnesium is in stress. It's a note of G, and we have a free program online for them called Nano Voice, NanoVoice.org. And if they're in some kind of stress situation, and we did this project for the Army, so they can look at calcium, which is a D sharp, niacin, which is a B, linoleic acid, a C sharp, and zinc, which is a C. And those are the four major things that happen with depression and anxiety and all that. And the next step is progesterone, magnesium, choline, and B5. So they can go look at all of that on that little Nano Voice program, and they can tell what nutrients they really need. But we do that for people all the time. Next Tuesday, we are going to be testing people for cholesterol, and it's absolutely free. They can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a little like postage stamp orange little thing that says happy hour. Just punch that twice, and they can join us, and we will monitor, and we'll do as many people as we have time to, and we can see what their cholesterol levels are. But we could do it with magnesium or calcium or anything else that they're interested in.
That's wonderful. So we're going to take a little break in a minute. I'm going to give everybody a blast of G with the Beatles yesterday, which is in G. For some reason, it's my song of the week. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. It's all about fake Paul McCartney. But long story, short answer, can you give us your the website for people to go to the to Nano Voice and download this fantastic piece of software for themselves once again?
Just Nano Voice, N-A-N-O, Voice, one word, nanovoice.org. There's a two-hour class there. There's all kind of charts there. There's a download for the software, so they can learn to do it at their leisure. It's there 24/7.
Absolutely superb. So we can everybody can have a little break now or just sit and listen to fake Paul McCartney singing. Hang on. So that's the Beatles there with Yesterday, and I was halfway down the stairs before when I realised the song has ended because it's only 2 minutes long. So, Shari, are you back from your refrigerator?
I am, but I have my mouth full.
You got your mouth full of chocolate. All right, I'll cover for you. So, all this talk of chocolate, you've got to, you know. Everybody's gone rushing for their chocolate. So the best stuff is stuff that you make yourself. This particular thing, you know, you just need it to be able to melt the coconut oil. Just that's the only heat that you need. So it's essentially almost a cold process. Cold processed raw chocolate means that none of the goodness is boiled away or destroyed during the cooking process because it's not cooked. So you just mix it up in a warmed pan, as you do with normal chocolate, but just not so hot. Just really easily cooked. Coconut oil will melt at blood temperature. I love coconut oil. Really, really getting into it. You can put it on your skin. You can put it on your hair. And it's perfect. It's just exactly the right kind of oil for your skin and your hair, and you can eat it, you can make, I make all my food from it, you know, like, using it for frying, you know, where you'd use olive oil or something else. You can just take a big of coconut oil and use that, and it makes your food delicious. It's like, you know, living in a tropical country. So, have you finished your piece yet?
I'm still chewing here. My It's this dark chocolate covered pecans. I love them. I'm addicted to them.
Oh my God. Oh, nuts and chocolate. Yeah, so yeah, we'll talk about nuts in a minute because they're a really important part of my diet, even though the only nuts that grow up around here are hazelnuts up in the north of Scotland. We have a dear friend who we call Tree Paul, who goes around planting hazelnuts wherever he can. And then he's been doing this for many, many years now. He's in his 50s, but he earns his money from gathering hazelnuts from trees that he's grown, and then he plants more, and you know, he's reforesting the whole of northern Scotland with his plants. It's a marvelous thing he's doing.
They're native here too. And while we were on break, I looked up that 2 o'clock from John T.
Oh yes,
and it says that between like 1 and 3, it's the quadricep, it's the small intestines, and then it is a square with circulation and sex, liver and stomach. So I was hoping it was something like the hypothalamus or the pineal gland, but no such thing. I'll dig deeper when we can look at this. I was getting some beeping. Is there?
There's a beep at the end of the track.
Okay.
Yeah, just 10 seconds before the track finishes. It's to alert the DJ that the track is 10 seconds away from finishing, and it's very good because I heard it when I was down the stairs, and that was why I was slightly out of breath when I got because I was downstairs. I'm moving very soon. I've got a new house coming, and it's all going to be on one level, and I'm going to be basically broadcasting from my kitchen. Because there'll be a nice warm stove there, and the cups of tea will not be far away. So, because you know, when I have a break, you know, I've got just enough time to run downstairs, turn on the tea, and you know, etc. So it's going to be a lot more convenient for my radio show. So this is probably some of the last ones you'll have from here, Shari.
It sounds wonderful, and I really appreciate you having us on and giving us the opportunity to tell people what we have available to the public, like the little nano voice. They can use that for themselves. They can say, well, this is what I really want, and I want my home, my new house to look like this, and I want this. And you can tell whether that's reality for you and who you want to be with and what job you want and what your political people are saying or not saying, and looking at their intention. We created this program because we felt people had a right to know. They had a right to know what was real for themselves. You can't lie to your voice. I mean, you can lie with your words, but you can't lie with the frequencies of your voice. They're just there, and the relationships are there. So if you've got an issue, you can talk to this little program and say, oh, I'm having trouble selling my house, or I'm having trouble, I don't know who to date or what job to take, or whether or not our dame will tell you. And there's a lot of profiles on our site. And if we can get a video, really the audio part of someone, we can pretty much look at what going on from everything frivolous, like why does Lady Gaga pose naked on the front of some magazine, to is Obama lying about Osama bin Laden, to who's lying about the banksters and what's really going on in Spain. So from the perspective of any little piece from inside out, or really what's going on with the government and your community and your family and your relationship and your partners, you can look at what's going on and what's real. And these little charts are so literal. If there's a big chunk gone, then you aren't being completely forthcoming about what you're trying to say or get accomplished. If you're represented by every color, then you're a multitasking open person. So if you want to know what's real for you, this little nano voice will help you look at it.
Brilliant.
Well, that was my commercial for the day.
Yeah, we should make some. Maybe, you know, if you want, I can voice you an advert. You know, just give me a script and we'll get some music together and put some adverts up. You know.
Yeah, we don't put a lot into that because it's all free.
Mm.
So we don't make a lot from it.
Yeah.
The next step is that people then attend our happy hours, so that we can see what's going on there. And there's a program, too, where we give away the computer programs. Right now, we're giving away radiation. Do you have radiation poisoning where you are? Is that a problem?
No. What do we have here? I mean, we got a lot of autism and ME and things like that here. And a lot of people blame it on the jet fuel that has been dumped from the Air Force base that is here. You know, that's what people blame it on. I'm not entirely sure. But we do have a large peak of autistic cases, and autistic people seem to be drawn here, even people on the autism spectrum.
We just did an adult. He was in his 40s that had autism. Well, two of them. And he had, because of his job, had to have more of these childhood shots. And from that, it caused micro strokes.
Oh.
And that ended up causing his autism. We had another one that took a DPT shot.
DPT?
And DPT, diphtheria, tetanus.
All right.
And that was causing his inability to process B5. And so he had these all-body tremors. And you said ME, and I don't know what that is.
It's a myalgic encephalitis. It's the chronic fatigue syndrome, maybe you call it there.
Mm, we have a whole computer program for that also, and we help people look at why they might have that. With chronic fatigue, a lot of times they have an overdose of iron, or they have an overdose of some medication that's laid down in their muscle striations.
Mm. Mm.
So there's two videos of the reversal of chronic fatigue in our YouTube channel.
And that YouTube channel is Shari Edwards, is that right? YouTube.com?
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get to it two different ways. But when you put in Sound Health, which is how we started it, mm-hmm. then everybody started picking up on that idea of Sound Health. So we switched it over to my name, so you can get there in both directions. Mm-hmm. The last two we put up were about stroke rehabilitation. Oh, and one about a lady who shut her hand in a door and kind of broke her finger.
Ow!
And we have frequencies to set a bone. And it will set the bone and take away the bone pain. So we're just experimenting with things. And there's some consistencies, like bone pain. It's a very consistent frequency set that we can help people with. But most of the people we get are doctors that can't figure out what's going on. And so they send them to us to sort of get a hint on where to push.
Yeah, because one, you know, as well as being able to fix things, you know, it's funny, you know, it's like being able to state the problem gives you the answer, and
mm-hmm.
where you're at is, you know, you can state the problem and obviously give the answer because, you know, that's part of the process. You know, somebody's got something going on, and you'll be able to trace that right down to the specific. You know, I'm aware of this, but our audience aren't necessarily, but on different octaves, you have different levels of your body beingness. So on one octave, you're dealing with biochemical, another octave, you're dealing with biomagnetic, another octave, you're dealing with, you know, the bone density, another one, you're dealing with emotions, and stuff like that.
And stuff like that.
Oh, you're measuring me.
Yes, can you tell?
It's because they're
measuring back.
So, but the... energy of each octave has a specific area in your body's makeup. So, and each layer, each octave represents another layer of your physical beingness. Am I sort of spot on with that, aren't I?
Yes, just like we were talking about these spiral octaves, that an octave that's 20 may be the lung tissue, but an octave of 40 may be the lung tissue cleaning itself up, and the octave of 80 might be the lung tissue nerve system, and then 160. So each of the octaves do something else in the system. And I was just looking at what was going on with you because you were on a roll, and so I wanted to look at it. But you have G in stress today.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. Yeah, that's why, I suppose that's why I've been wanting to play yesterday all week. I mean, literally, I've been playing on the guitar over and over and again. I made a YouTube of myself playing it. I've been singing it, and there's and G stands for ground. I came out of the house the other day wearing my slippers on, and the ground was wet, and I bang on the ground, slipped on my slippers. Of course, that's what slippers are for. Talking to my guides later, I said, "Yeah, I know, I get you. I need to ground myself."
Well, ask them about your nutrition, because the absorption of nutrients and these, the decision of whether or not to keep a mineral. It looks like what it is in stress with you. You're very spontaneous. You're very spiritually spontaneous, which is kind of unusual. Mm-hmm. And you're in intellect mode right now with some of your vocal print. But I'm a little concerned about that F, a lack of kidney energy, a lack of energy of C sharp. But I only grabbed like 150
data points, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not a lot. Let me look and see what the computer says on here.
Interesting. So, yeah, so, I mean, I have been feeling very stressed recently. You know, the moving and it has been about grounding because it's about, you know, being able to afford to live in the new house and finding enough work and all of those very grounded things. So, yes, being grounded is very important at the moment. And, have to...
It says here also that you're having a problem with what is legal and what is moral. What's that about?
Oh, that's very interesting. This is the whole, we're looking at the whole issue of government at the moment and what is being produced. I mean, literally, this... precise, you know, what's legal and what's lawful, you know, according to common law or galactic law, you know, it's like, and it comes back to the lies that we've been told is that legal language is essentially the opposite of English, what we mean, you know. So, for instance, the word understand. When you know somebody reads you an act of a statute and they say, "Do you understand?" It means, "Do you stand under this law?" It doesn't mean, "Do you comprehend what I'm talking about?" So our words have been completely twisted around in legality, in legalese, that's one of my it's one of my issues, you know, at the moment.
It's the first thing that comes up here about if you had to lie to see justice done, you'd do it because your sense of justice does not always jive with the law.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Let's see if you'll admit the next one. Using vocal expressions to misdirect a query is easy for you. Can you manipulate people with your voice?
People say they have all sorts of effects when they listen to my voice. I try to be very humble and very normal, and not try to, you know, and also as truthful as I can.
Is that a real thing? Someone trying to be humble? Is that possible?
Well, you know, because you know, people tell you all sorts of stuff, or tell people. People have been telling me all sorts of stuff about who I am and what I am, and like, no, I can't really take that on in the here and now. So I have to still be this, you know, the bald fat guy from Scotland here.
You're very spontaneous too. I think your voice is very soothing.
A lot of people have said that. It says, you know, everything's fine, kind of thing.
It says you'd be a good storyteller.
I've been reading things. Yeah, I've been reading stories for people and things.
You have a high degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have strong opinions about protecting others who don't have the ability to protect themselves.
Oh.
You're a strong, capable leader. You sometimes find it hard to listen without interruption. And you and I have been interrupting each other all evening, but that's because we both have a lot to say.
Yeah, and we're really excited.
Others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. And as a Pisces, that really might bother you a lot.
Yeah.
Because you want people to be okay with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important for everything to be,
Where an Aries or a Leo might just say, on you, I don't really care what you think. People don't usually contradict you because your reaction to perceived criticism could be unsettling to others. We should ask for Peter about that one. You push a hard.
Sorry,
Between self-expression and self-worth resides with your nose. I'm breaking up.
Yeah. Sorry, you broke up.
Well, it says internet connection problem.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't go doo-doo and then drop us. We'll just see how it goes.
Well, I want to give people an example of what they can look for in this printout. This is like several paragraphs information.
Yeah, I mean, basically what Shari did was, while I was talking earlier, and you could hear my voice echo back when she was doing it, running my voice through her program. And the program has interpretations of what different frequencies mean in terms of your personality traits and qualities and abilities. So what Shari was just reading out was what the program said, although it's kind of part of, you know, you kind of wrote it in the first place. Is that right?
Yes, I wrote the program.
Yeah. So she got it all figured out and then crammed all her knowledge into a program. Oh, there she is again. Crammed all her knowledge into this program, and now you can download it for free. She spent a lot of money effort to create it, and she's offering it out to the world because she feels that the world really needs it. And I think the world needs Shari Edwards as well. it's lovely. I have another question, which actually I've got two questions in that have come in from the chat room so far. Everybody loves you, and first of all, there's
can you hear me cheating there, taking your print.
I can hear you.
Okay, there's one little blip in here that's not really voice. Let me see what this sounds like. It's some little mic sound. I'm going to cut that out. But I'm going to, as we're talking here and answering questions, I'm going to see what minerals you have in stress here. Because it's pretty easy to do.
Right.
I am using a program called Audacity, and it's available online.
Mm-hmm.
Audacity.sourceforge.net. So I've just taken a vocal sample. You can hear me typing in the background here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got this saved if you just want to go ahead with the questions, and I'll be working here in the background looking at your points of significance.
Uh-huh, right. First of all, the question, it's not a question. This is from Junis. I think is it Junis or Eunice? Good show so far, GP. If occasion arises, forward love and thanks to the expression of one you have invited. That's you. Love and thanks from Junis.
Ah.
So, So the first question that came in is where is it? What is the frequency of marijuana?
D sharp.
D sharp.
It's the same frequency as progesterone, a very natural hormone from both men and women. And without it, you have the same symptoms, like the munchies and that kind of thing.
Really?
But it's a D-sharp. It's about 10% sharp of a D-sharp.
It's Eunice. Right. Thank you. 10% so plus. Did you say D-sharp plus 10%?
Okay. Yes. Excellent. About there, maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing it in my head. Mostly as I'm looking at your vocal prints, you do have some inflammation, and there's a lack of processing. So you probably have some pieces missing.
I got some pieces missing. I've had this terrible.
Just keep going with your questions.
Yeah.
Why would somebody want the frequency of marijuana?
so
why
he
would
doesn't
you want
have
the frequency of marijuana?
Because it's expensive.
It would be a cheap high.
Yeah.
But unless you've had it before, it's going to react in the body as progesterone, and it might make you more horny than high.
Good for those tantric episodes there. That sounds
is
like.
Is this a family show? Should I have not said that?
No, you can say whatever you like here. It's very free. Although it's in, you know, it's in the afternoon. There aren't that many young children listening to this. It's brilliant to have you on, Shari, and you can say whatever you like.
okay,
here we are.
We'll say it would increase your libido.
Yes, let's say it that way. Well, there you go. And in fact, that's what marijuana has been used for in tantric ceremonies in the East, in the monasteries and things like that, when they were doing that sort of thing.
Well, it has the same formula.
Mm.
Exactly the same formula molecularly.
Interesting.
So one is a natural substance to the body, so the body is likely to pick it up more readily as the progesterone as it does the foreign subject, marijuana. And I'm trying to talk and run your stuff at the same time. I want to look at just minerals here and see what we've got. And yeah. Is there another question?
Yeah,
Splay you all over the universe here.
Oh, God, my girlfriend's listening. She's just asked this question. I need to ask you about copper. Do we need more copper in the winter? She's asking, or what's the relationship of copper in this whole thing?
Well, you need copper when you need healing. Molybdenum and copper regulate calcium along with calcitonin. So I'm going to run these reports here and see what I get.
Right. So molybdenum and copper regulate calcium. So these are these sister things you were talking about, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. And that helps make sulfites, the bad sulfurs, into good sulfurs. Look at your food cravings. Are you craving salmon or things that would have high copper and high calcitonin in them? What else has copper? I can't remember.
All right. Well, I have been craving proteins. You know, I want to eat meat and stuff.
That might be iron. Okay, I'm looking at your print. It says C-sharp, which is lining of wet tissue, tendons, ligaments, and the circulation of digestion. So let's go look at this. Your calcium is low.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to make your cell salts from your calcium is low. So you might want to go to your health food store and just get some general calcium cell salts. Couple in your case, calcium fluoride, which helps repair tendons and ligaments, aids in backache, things like that.
Well, I've been very stiff the last couple of days. I've had this real terrible stiffness in my neck. I don't know if you can, if that comes up on the sound either.
Well, I haven't looked at neck. I'm just looking at your nutrients. It says also your fatty acids are low. And that would be the nuts and stuff that you're eating. Also some salmon. It's found primarily in meat. That's probably why you are craving meat.
Yeah.
But you're not using it very well. It requires carnitine for you to use it. If you're going to use any, it's a meat-based amino acid. But if you're not, I'm going to do a map on you here in a minute. If you're not translating your sulfurs, then you don't have the cofactors to use what you need to use. Your carbohydrate, your amylase is very high, meaning your body is working overtime. You have 5 hits on it to digest some carbohydrate.
Yeah, well, I just had a pizza.
And your use of diastase is low. There's two different kinds of amylase here. Oh, glutathione is not working well. Glutathione is right in that area of using sulfurs. Glutathione, methionine. And one of the things that they take out of GMO foods is glutathione. The other is taurine. And taurine is one of the things that helps the heart muscle. So as we're looking for glutathione, it helps metabolize calcium. So we can go back and look at the basis here. Your calcium is not being used. It has 117 different functions, one which is to heal the body and to use dimethylglycine and trimethylglycine, which is the stiffness of the body. We can give you all this. We can give you a listing. You can go to your health food store, see what nutrients you need, see what food you need, see whether you want to take some extra nutrients. Most of the time, we try to put people on food-based nutrients so they don't have to go to the doctor and do anything like that. So I'm running you through what's called methylation right now, which means not only do you have these nutrients, but how are you using them?
Yeah.
And I want to look at a methylation map. And when we do this for people, we send the map right to them and say, this is where your problem is. You're having a problem with replenishing the body. The 5-methylfolate genetic pathway is in stress. So folic acid, which is a B vitamin, would be good for you. It says SAMe would be good for you. Here it is. You have a genetic inability to break down sulfur. And you're also having some trouble with nitric oxide synthase, which is cell respiration. So your energy's down a bit.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was the most energetic person in the world, yes.
So if we can get your sulfur, this genetic sulfur piece up and running, and it's a note of B, and it's one of the notes that you have in stress when we look at your association with the universe, and you have something called SUOX, which is inborn error of sulfur amino acid metabolism that deals with copper and molybdenum and calcium. And it's not only there as a protein, but it's there as a genome. And you have something called BHMT, and that's the stiffness that's happening. Now, you can go to the health food store and buy some bioavailable BHMT. It's called bentane homocysteine or bentane hydrochloride. So just buy some bentane, and that'll help with the stiffness because you're just not using that glutathione very well. But some of yours is genes.
That's very interesting. Well, you know, my mum was quite fat, and I've ended up quite fat, and and I think I have the same cravings as her. You know, she always liked to eat nuts. She always liked to eat chocolate. You know, it's been, you know, It's part of the fact. My grandfather used to sell chocolate. You know, he's a tobacconist and a confectioner. So
it's in your blood.
It's in the blood, isn't it? So
yeah.
So is there? Right. Okay. So coming back.
I'll send you a map right after the show.
Thank you. But coming back to all this, you're still saying it's a B, it's a note of B, which, again, that corresponds with my birth date.
Yes, and a lot of times, about 80% of the time, it will match with your birth date or with the exact opposite, six notes away from your birth date. You know, one of the ways that they make refrigerators and dishwashers silent is multiply them by the square root of 2, 1.4142.
That's right. Reciprocal.
And so if you have too much of this, whatever the note is, you could multiply it by the square root of 2 and get its antidote.
Mm-hmm.
So you have digestion problems. You have it because you don't have your cofactors to use your nutrients, which we can help provide to you, or at least identify and tell you which foods. I wish we had somebody out there who would make a cookbook, because I think that would be great. Okay, I need copper and molybdenum. What should I eat tonight? You know, and you flip through and there's your recipes. God, I would love that. If anybody's interested in helping us do that.
That would be a genius idea, wouldn't it? Absolutely genius idea, the medicine cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Food as medicine has already been written, but we could get there.
Yeah.
Maybe frequency as food or something.
Yeah.
But I want to tell people who are listening on the Pacific Coast that we have a free radiation expo.com. Actually, there is two programs there, one called Abacus. You'll need to download both of them. And send the registration number into our office. But the Abacus tells you the significant frequencies you should be looking at, gives you a graph, and you punch a little button, and it tells you what frequencies are a problem. And you could find the antidote by multiplying that number by the square root of 2. Or you can just do a printout. The computer will gather the frequencies in stress, and you say, save that. And there's an instruction booklet there. It's yellow and blue, looks like kind of a little postage stamp. Just double-click on that book. It's 78 pages, I believe. So it gives you step-by-step instructions on how to use this software. It tells you what you've been exposed to and what you should do about it, because there's charts there. And you said you have no problems here with radiation. I'm just going to run you through this and see.
Tell me if I'm glowing in the dark, yeah.
Yeah. We are having lots of trouble here in the States because it's gotten into the milk and the water supply, and it's causing lots of issues with MS and Parkinson's, and the government is lying to us about what's going on. I am just going to uncheck all and look at your radioactive isotopes. And you're right, you don't have any issues there. Nothing came up. Let me change my variance to 6, because I only have a variance of 2. Still nothing.
Turn up the Geiger counter.
You're okay. I'm looking at your proteins. You do have a lot of enzymes that are not being produced, particularly the enzymes that use glutathione, and you're looking for information to break down that molybdenum, calcium, sulfides. So you probably could get reduced glutathione or even something like Biosulf, and your energy might come back up.
Glutathione. And this is a generic substance you can T-H-I-O-N. You can get from a health food shop, is that right?
Yes. A lot of it they make from milk protein. If you can get it from another source, that would be better for you.
Vegan. Okay. Let's see. Glutathione vegan. Yeah. But I do have frequency generators. You know, I can generate any frequency I like using Cool Edit and other things. And particular flavor of bee that I can apply to myself?
About 1326 to about 1330. But let's just tell a secret here. When you are using other machinery, you're getting digital. And I'm going to tell two secrets. And digital doesn't have the perfect harmonic. So if you can get an analog production, that would be better. And you were asking me about looking at this imposter of John Lennon, was it?
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Look at some of the old Paul McCartney and look at the distance between the highest frequencies and the lowest frequencies. And then look at this imposter. And if the frequency distances are the same, they are likely the same person. Mm-hmm. We do this for the police, and I probably shouldn't be telling this on the air, but I am. So it's the distance between the frequencies that will identify if this is the same person.
That's the signature. Interesting. Because it was very interesting. He was involved in a court case in the 70s or 80s, because when McCartney was out in Hamburg, he had a girlfriend. This girlfriend apparently got pregnant and had a child. This child is a great singer and a songwriter. She took him to court and said, okay, we're going to do a paternity test. Now, of course, by that time, McCartney had been replaced. And so she actually says it, you know, McCartney has sent a fake person because the blood type didn't match. And of course, false Paul McCartney is sniggering away because, like, you know, he's gotten away scot-free with that. Facial analysis, forensic facial analysis, has also proved him not to be the same person, and voice analysis has also been done. But I will take a look at your recommendation there, and I think also there are a couple of guys in the chat room who might be interested in using this, and we can see a lot more. That would give us a lot more kind of ammunition in the is he, isn't he kind of thing. So you're saying, is it possible now? All right, okay. Can we go into the woo woo zone here a bit, Shari? The idea of cloning. Do you mm-hmm. think it's possible to tell the difference between a clone and the original?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know, would you?
Just my first inclination is the harmonics wouldn't be... The voice might be the same, but the harmonics underneath the voice wouldn't quite be the same. Like the difference between computer music and human-created music.
Mm.
Maybe I'd be able to tell with my ears. I don't know how I could teach a computer to do it. But I've never had the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, some people say that Henry Kissinger is actually a clone of himself, and he has his soul transferred between these different clones.
Good Lord.
So it might be interesting, because he never seems to get old, does he? He seems to be, like, he's always been old.
Yeah.
So that might be an interesting thing, you know. Next time you see Henry on the old tubes, just stick the mic up and see, is this the same guy? Is there may be some frequency signature that shows that this person might be cloned as well.
That's let me see if I have anything of him in my database.
Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't look like it, but I will go looking because that's very interesting. But we're being manipulated all the time. Look at, okay, Hillary has a concussion now, And of course, she can't testify about Benghazi.
Oh, yeah.
I bet this concussion's going to make her forget. And I am ready. I've got her prints. I am going to spill the beans.
Oh, I call this the Cheney method. You know how Dick Cheney was always being called to court and, oh, got a heart attack. Oh, and he's wheeling around in a wheelchair and he's like, yeah, right. Smirking.
Cheney was one. He was one of the biggest liars I had ever seen until Obama came along.
Oh, my God.
Cheney has the attitude that he knows best, and we are children and peons, and he gets to be the big daddy and just, you know, suck it up and do what I say do.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your chart here. You have got a... gliadin, it's a form of a gluten gene that is sky high right now. It's your highest high.
Wow.
So you have activated something very, very recently.
Gluten.
Right. It's,
yeah, that's the pizza.
Well, it's the starch part.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be eating gluten, you probably should take some good food-based digestive enzymes. Nature's Sunshine. Do you have that in England?
No. What's in it? We've only got a couple of minutes left, you know.
Oh, my God. It's just food-based.
Yeah.
Food-based digestive enzyme. So look for it that way. You guys have way less choice than we do.
Yes.
About nutrients.
Food-based. But my housemate also sells things like vitamin D3. So I have a good supply of vitamin D3 at the moment.
That is good. Mm. Tell me you need some linoleic acid. Some good bioavailable sulfur. A good digestive enzyme. And some bioavailable glutathione.
Okay, I've got some of that. Noted down there. Bioavailable. Okay. Shari Edwards, it's been a delightful 2 hours once again. It's always a delight to speak to you. It's always a journey of finding out new things, of discovering the world from a completely different angle, and everything seems very different from this angle. Thank you for tearing me apart and dissecting me and pinning my lungs and organs all different places.
In public.
Evisceration. It was the most pleasurable evisceration I've ever had. Thank you so much for coming on Ever Beyond.
It was delightful. Thank you.
Give everybody all the information that they need to get better. You do private sessions, don't you?
We do. We have classes. We teach people to do this. And we give away free software to people who are interested or available to set up a bioacoustic community in case things happen where you are. So we've been doing that for a couple of years. Like Star Trek, you know, everything's free. We're trying to make this available for people so they can set up a business, a consulting practice.
That's the world that I want to live in. Shari Edwards, thank you for coming on Ever Beyond. This has been one hell of a show. Thank you very much.
Bye now.